back here, 7:04. Good morning, everybody, and 770 KTTH. I have no idea how this story slipped through the cracks yesterday. First of all, I understand Tom Brady's wife saving a sea turtle pushes everything off the news. And then last night we discover that a toaster oven fell from partly overpass at the convention center onto a car on I-5. And then Comafora had, they actually had the actual toaster oven. They had a shot of the actual toaster oven on the side of the road. And I'm not going to call out the reporters. I'm not going to play the live shot when they went to the non-gender specific reporter, the random field reporter. But the random field reporter in reporting toaster oven falls from overpass onto car. The reporter speculated that they might be camping. So, and you know, the old tradition of taking your AC kitchen appliances on typical camping trips. You know, you fire up that generator, you hike a couple miles and fire up a generator. Where's the toaster oven? Did you forget it? Seriously. Anyway, we'll get to that. Well, you know, I would read the dry news report of the great KFC carjacking of 2021. But Tukwila PD, whoever's doing their Facebook page, salute. Kudos to ye. That's what I tell you. Because this is nearly 21 hours old. This is, I guess, Monday night. This is what Tukwila Police Department said on their Facebook page. Quote, this is just, and then emoji with someone putting both hands up like, rrr. Just before 3 a.m., a 31-year-old male from Seattle with little situational awareness took it upon himself to attempt to carjack a KFC delivery truck at gunpoint at the KFC located directly across from the police station that was full of officers doing their reports and other administrative tasks. Kid you not. The driver wasn't having any of it, and the suspect decided it would be wiser to put the gun in his pocket and walk away. Officers immediately ran out of the station upon dispatch to the call, rapidly located the suspect nearby, took him into custody without incident. A gun was located on the suspect's person. He was positively identified by the victim and was promptly booked into jail shortly thereafter on a Department of Corrections escape warrant. The suspect is facing charges of attempted robbery and unlawful possession of a firearm, second degree, related to this incident. Close quote. And then they tagged it with Tukwila's, believe it or not. So anyway, I salute them and whoever is snarkily writing that. God, I love good snark. And I recommend in the future, add sadtrombone.com. Just that URL, sadtrombone.com, after something like that. But so a guy, well, the Department of Corrections escape warrant on him has armed himself. That's bizarre because, I've checked. That's illegal. So it's illegal to escape from jail. And then once you do, you're a wanted felon. Felons can't have guns. But he had a gun. And again, the astounding takeaway there. Is a KFC has delivery where you staff Brady? Did you know this and you were keeping this from me?
What was I keeping from you?
A KFC has delivery.
Oh, was I keeping that? I thought that was public knowledge, Brian.
By the way, because I have the power of deduction of say a Sherlock Holmes. KFC delivery truck out at 3 a.m. in Tacoma. That's like putting a roach coach next to a pot store. In another day and age, you would just simply follow the delivery truck to wherever the hell it's going at 3 a.m. with Kentucky Fried Chicken. Though they don't say that anymore. It's KFC and all that. And I say this because my daughter pointed out correctly. Because we've been on the search as I decompress her from California slowly. We've been having to search for street tacos. And, you know, I grew up with that thing where Taco Bell is Mexican food, you know, with the hard tacos. Or you go to your friend's house, in Port Angeles or Pullman or whatever, and they have hard tacos. And you bite into it and they just shatter. Well, by now, I'm assuming most people know what a street taco is. It's the soft corn or flour taco, and they're smaller, but they're fresher, and, you know, the whole thing, and the meat inside is great. So we found a great roach coach where we live, and the guy, because apparently he is a genius, and he is originally from Mexico, because she was talking to him in her English, and he is parked permanently next to a pot shop. And, I mean, literally, people go in with cash, they come out high, and then they stand there. They scan his QR code, they order on the app, and they just stand there being stoned and getting, frankly, a really, really good street taco. So there's that. KFC might consider that. Not sure. Well, so later on today, the United States Senate is going to point its pointy beard, I tell you, at the world of social media, not considering any other factors, you understand. They're going to have Instagram in front of them, and it's going to be none other than Senator Sidney Blumenthal. What's the issue? Citing mounting evidence of ongoing harm, U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy, on Tuesday issued a public health advisory on the mental health challenges confronting youth, a rare warning and call to action to address what he called an emerging crisis exacerbated by pandemic hardships. By the way, if you're a parent of a child under the age of 18 living at home, none of this is news to you, especially if you're the parent of a daughter. Symptoms of depression and anxiety have doubled during the pandemic. 25% of youth experiencing depressive symptoms, 20% experiencing anxiety symptoms. This is in his very, very dry 53-page memo. In it, we learn, by the way, that suspected suicide attempts, ER visits due to suspected suicide attempts, have increased in teenage girls 53% year over year. And that's 2021 over 2020. Never mind 2020 over 2019, because those canaries in the coal mine were coming out by late summer 2020. There were doctors in Oregon and Washington and California saying, you know, I don't have the data for the state, but what we're seeing in our ERs is almost a secondary pandemic of teenage girls and teenagers in general at a far higher rate than there. And here's the thing. It's unfortunate. And, you know, let me just get that out of the way. But there seems to be almost a baseline year over year over year of, you know, rate of attempted teen suicide, you know, and it's pretty broad across the country. It's pretty narrow. You know, the rate in Maine is not much different than the rate in San Diego and all that. So that's why they noticed that the spike in 2020 and now 2021, the spike in 2021 over 20 is even more eye-popping because of this one big variable that didn't exist before. There's never been a spike like this. Like 2018 to 2019 didn't see a 53% spike in attempted teen suicides. So, golly, anyone have any guesses what it might be? And I mean, I'm not the Surgeon General. I don't have doctor in front of my name or a nice public health kind of naval uniform, or maybe he's a Scientologist. I don't know. No, actually, Public Health Service wears a uniform, the naval uniform. It might be isolation. I don't know. Just me. Might be isolation, primarily. But the Senate is going to call Instagram in front of them today, because you understand, up until 2020, teenage girls had no reason whatsoever to have body issues. None. No, there's no Teen Cosmo. There's no TV. There's no Mean Girls at school. There's no movies. There's no MTV. Nothing. It wasn't until Instagram came along, which I believe was August of last year, right? Isn't that when Instagram dropped? No, sorry. They've been around for almost 15 years now. So anyway, Facebook owns them. I don't know who speaks for Instagram. Yeah, but it's not going to be Zuckerberg. And his robotic answers about, well, yes, we have a team assembled to look into that, Senator Blumenthal. But so anyway, and by the way, last time the Senate beclowned themselves because they're all very old and they didn't know what to. How are these kids getting these internets on them? Are they, is it in a spray bottle, an atomizer? Is there a way that you can keep the internets off the teenage girls? I mean, what's going on here? And how do you answer for yourself, Mr. Zuckerberg? So today it's Instagram. That's going to be in the spotlight. And I think they're way off. I mean, believe me, Instagram doesn't help if your teenage girl has body issues. But I would say coming up on 2 years of isolation doesn't help either, though luckily a lot of kids are in school now. All right, we'll get you to work the right way here in just a second. Brian Suits, 770 KTTH. When we come back, some Blumenthal and some more talk about what this is doing to our kids. The pandemic caused by the pandemic. That's meta, isn't it? We'll be back right after this. Right Way Traffic. Back AM 770 KTTH. I'm trying to get an answer on the next release of results from the kick Swant seat out of the 3rd district. But if you're one of the you know, frankly, millions of parents who've been seeing your teenage daughters struggle with body issues, I have theories because, of course, I don't have erudition on this. I have anecdotal evidence in the form of I'm a single parent to a teenage girl who's about to be a teenage girl. Girls need to be around other girls. Girls need to be around their friends, whoever they are, right? That's my observation. And I think the low point of this pandemic for my daughter, well, it was probably the low point for a lot of kids earlier this year when there was just no hope that you might be back in the classroom. And my daughter just became kind of resigned to wearing a mask and being isolated and the whole thing. But girls seem, and again, sorry for the generalization, I just have my own anecdotal evidence to look at. Girls seem to be more, their self-esteem seems to be more tied to body image than boys. Because I look back on when I was the same age as her, and it was a different time. You know, we had to load our muskets before our squirrel hunt and the whole thing. We didn't even have left and right shoes back then, just shoe. And you had to buy them in pairs, though. Make sure you do that. I don't know. I just didn't care. Girls, when I was that age, did care what they wore to school and what their best friend was wearing. And Irma Gerd, I'm wearing the same thing as my best friend, and we don't want to be twinsy, the whole thing. And boys just didn't really care, it seems to me. And I don't think that's changed much today. But since we all know that we're herd animals, that we are social animals, and we get our socialization by going to school, that becomes our identity, doesn't it, right? Imagine your identity being torn away from you. And for all of us, here's the analogies for those of you that work at a place, you know, and you're forced to associate with people you don't like and people you like. You know, that's an extension of high school and all that, you know, unless you work at a company that you started and you only hire like your best bros. And then before you, you know, file Chapter 11 bankruptcy, at least you have like 4 or 5 cool years. Then otherwise you have to interact with people, not you, people that are different than you, maybe oftentimes strangers. But it's not getting that daily association, I think, is a bigger deal for girls than boys. And, you know, I never thought I would say this, but thank God for Xbox video games in general, because my daughter and all of her friends, you know, they met on Apex Legends. This Fortnite is for losers. But they, you know, they got in the same game, got in the same lobby in Apex Legends, talked to each other over the mic, the whole thing. So they got to see each other, but not you know, hang out with each other. But that, so that helped. That helped a lot, I think. But also, it may be that our teenage girls need to be around other teenage girls, for good or bad. But anyway, the suicide rate has spiked and year over year. And today, the U.S. Senate, always on the cutting edge of the technology, is with Senator Blumenthal, who's mastered these internets, announces this morning on MSNBC, they're going to have the CEO of Instagram in their laser sights.
Consumer protection. And joining us now is the senator chairing that hearing, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut. He's also a member.
Grizzled Vietnam veteran.
Of the Judiciary and Armed Services Committees. It's good to have you
there. Checks notes. Never set foot in Vietnam. Okay, anyway, back to the senator.
There's been so many revelations about the impact of Instagram, especially on teen girls, from everything to lack of confidence, lack of sleep, to suicidal ideation. What do you hope to hear from the head of Instagram today?
What I hope to hear is some real commitment to reform and supporting legislation, because we can no longer trust these social media platforms.
Not everything needs a law. Okay, then where's the law about teen cosmopolitan? Really? It's Instagram, and it just happened this year. That's what it is. You know, if you're not on Instagram, congratulations. But there is a lot of people who call themselves influencers on Instagram, and they tend to be women selling product, and they tend to be very popular because some say many of them are very attractive. I'm really not a judge, and so they make money doing that. When they make money, Instagram makes money. Overwhelmingly, their followers are young women who want to see what that Kardashian is wearing, or that Kardashian, or the, I guarantee, the people you've never heard of who are simply called Instagram models. Because you don't need headshots, and you don't need a professional photographer or anything like that. You just have a boyfriend who shoots pictures of you in a thong. And you put it up on Instagram, and boop, a million followers later, you have ad agencies contacting you saying, will you stand there with this eraserless pencil nestled between your boobs, you know, or whatever. And so that's Instagram. Okay. Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you, Senator. Maybe you were still in Vietnam when MTV came out. Maybe he was fighting the Vietnam War in 1983. I don't know. But body issues have been happening probably throughout history. In my experience, the introduction of MTV launched a decade of horrible hairstyles and crop tops. One of those things I'm a huge fan of. But this is not something, in other words, body issues occurred before Instagram, and Instagram occurred before the pandemic, before this year. I mean, there might be something else. But he dropped the L-bomb. The L-bomb about an app?
Ideation. What do you hope to hear from the head of Instagram today?
What I hope to hear is some real commitment to reform and supporting legislation.
Because today? So anyway, besides the fact that Instagram is just not hip with the kids, but it seems to be like late teens and 20s. Like there's more young women at the UW on Instagram every day. Both uploading content as well as using it, than there are in every high school in the Northwest, because Instagram really is, it's sort of a basketball in the Python. It's sort of an event of a generation. And man, I'll tell you what, if you want the secret trick to have your kid not find an app interesting, get on it and submit content to it. Get on the same app, and they will not even want to touch it. By the way, I can be found at Brian Does Junk on Instagram. That's B-R-Y-A-N, Does Junk. One word, Brian Does Junk at Instagram. You can be one of the 6,000 people following me. But that's the only reason I'm on, because it made my daughter go, pfft. guy'd say, oh, did you see what I posted? That picture, the tri-tip? That's what I do. It's like dog pictures and tri-tip. And so she is not interested in Instagram. So mission accomplished. Dad mission impossible. Life hack number three. Back in a second. It's Brian Stu's filling in this week. AM 770 KTTH. Let's get you to work with Right Way Traffic. Oh, we all know that song. 770 KTTH, Brian Seuss here this week. And by the way, here's what you're avoiding. Here's what I'm not doing. No end of year lists. That's one of the radio conventions that just annoys the crap out of me. And because everyone, they're out of lists now. I should make a 2021 list of worst lists. Yesterday was top 10 lists of most mispronounced words of 2021. And I won't even waste your time. Except number two was Dogecoin. Dogecoin. Soft G. Dogecoin. Number one was Omicron. Because even the president said Omicron. And that whole thing. Well, let's get all serious and talk about when Putin's going to invade Ukraine. It'll be mid-January. So here's the deal. Yesterday, by the way, this is a Ukrainian recruitment. Boy, I gotta say, in a volunteer force, if you're recruiting dudes in December of 2021, and you need them up and trained, you know, by Eastern Orthodox Christmas or so, you got a tough road to hoe.
Yeah, батько.
I'm a younger brother. I'm a bus driver. I am going to marry soon. I'm a fan of Shakhtar Football Club. Head of sales. I'm a foreman. I'm a programmer. I'm the best man at the wedding. You get the idea. This is right now in Ukraine. You know, they're making the point that there's a bear at the door and we kind of need our dudes. So sign up for the upcoming events. Wait, how does it wrap up here? Only 20 seconds.
Yes,
I'm the neighbor who always bangs on the radiator. Oh, like, hey, I hate you. Go to the war. I'm the only son. That's sad. None of us was born for war, but we all are here to protect our freedom. The armed forces of Ukraine. There you go. That is on TV right now in Ukraine. That's how serious they are about what's about to happen, as opposed to the White House. So the deal is, you know, late in the show, we got that audio of that initial very awkward minute where Putin and Biden were trying to greet each other, you know, in a cordial fashion. Across a, you know, video, encrypted video link and all that. And Putin was translated by a very bored guy speaking his translation to English, very bored guy. Biden was translated back to Putin in a female's voice. And so he was totally playing Telefonsky, you know, for that first minute. It's like, dear Lord, I hope it got better than that for the next 2 hours. And that grandpa stayed awake and the whole thing. Well, so as predicted here 24 hours ago, Putin wanted a guarantee that Ukraine would never be part of NATO, which frankly has been the worst kept secret in NATO for 15 years, that nobody wants Ukraine in NATO because it's a frickin' basket case. But he laid that out like, oh, now that's my demand. So now that puts the EU and NATO in a different position where, well, we can't cave into his demands, but they're not going to be, nor should they be, and et cetera, and also with Georgia. So anyway, there's that. Well, in the American media, today's portrayal of this is that the White House, and this is, what's his name, Jake Sullivan, the State Department spokesperson in a press conference yesterday, was saying that the president laid out very harsh economic sanctions that would be leveled towards Russia. Which is, okay, you really think you have leverage against the guy who's going to turn off the natural gas to Europe? Really? A thug? Really? You think he cares? You can't get much more harsh than what we've done to him after you after Crimea and after invading Georgia. And then, you know, you saw what happened to Belarus. Alexander Lukashenko decides to bring down an airliner, you know, escort an airliner down because there's a Belarusian blogger on board that he wants to arrest and torture. And so the EU puts sanctions on him. Putin says, yeah, here's what we do. We fly in Iraqi Kurds and Afghans from Jordan, from Amman, Jordan, from Baghdad, from airports in Tehran, fly them directly into Minsk, bus them up to the border, make the EU deal with them or look like bad guys. So that was in direct response to the EU sanctions about what Lukashenko did, right? That's who you're playing with. That's the guy holding his rule book. You're holding your rule book going, sanction, McSanction face. Okay, you think you've withstood sanction, McSanction face. Wait till you get sanction, McSanction-y face. And the other guy's rule book says, turn off gas. So I really don't care what the White House has to say. What do the Russians think happened yesterday? The Russians think that Putin got a promise by the president of the United States, the de facto head of NATO, that Ukraine will never be in NATO. Well, no, you know, I have confidence no such thing was promised. But then again, I don't. You know, I don't know that he might have offhand said that. Because remember, Biden was the guy that said if Ukraine's attacked, we'll defend them, as if they already were a NATO member. And yeah, and then Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, had to immediately clarify downrange. He was in Kiev. He had to or the G20 summit. That's what it was. He had to immediately clarify that. No. That's not what he meant. He just meant, golly, it would be bad to attack Ukraine. That's not what the president said. The president said, if Ukraine's attacked, we'll defend them. Not we'll sanction whoever attacks them. So the only takeaway that matters is, well, what do the Russians think happened yesterday? They think Putin ran the table with Biden. A bear and a rabbit are pooping in the woods. The rabbit says, do you have a problem with the poop sticking to your fur? Okay, so Putin with Biden. That's what the Russians think happened. And so, because in military terms, by the way, just to clarify and calm down the media. There are about 160,000, 170,000 Russian army, regular army and reserve soldiers that are forward deployed to what are called assembly areas. They're not, you know, in slit trenches or in dugouts for tanks ready for their start time. You know, the kickoff of the assault is not tomorrow morning at 1 a.m., because all the vehicles are in what we call, from the U.S. Army to the Chinese Army to the Russian Army, assembly areas. You put them on trains way over there in Sverdlovsk. 5 days later, they offload close to the Ukrainian border. You take them off the flat cars. You take them to a big muddy field. They park in rows of columns. And look at that. There's your Alpha Company, your Bravo Company, your Charlie Company. There's your first battalion. Then that's called the assembly area, as opposed to dispersing them into assault position as if it would be 1 hour before Desert Storm and camouflaging them. They're not. The Russians are arraying this so that everybody sees it. Because, again, war is politics by extension, by other means. And so what Putin wants is he wants a formal recognition that these two breakaway republics, pieces of Ukraine, are no longer parts of Ukraine because they're majority ethnic Russian, kind of like Crimea. That's what he wants. He shouldn't get it because it's an absolute violation of international law. But he's also busy destabilizing Ukraine from the inside. And I mean, granted, they elected a comedian, a TV comedian, But he's not a dumb guy. He's grown up there, and he knows Putin's tricks. We have a media and a elected governance that's not quite up to speed about what a thug this guy is. So does he want to overrun all of Ukraine? No, he doesn't. He doesn't want to overrun the parts that are Ukrainian. It's just that Stalin lit this time bomb, and he depopulated Ukraine and filled it full of Russians to the point where, yeah, it's just under 50% Russian. He doesn't want to overrun the parts that don't want him. Remember, the Ukrainians threw flowers at the Nazis when they rolled in. Oops, that was a bit of an embarrassment. But so anyway, like I say, it doesn't matter what the U.S. State Department says. The Russians think that Putin got guarantees that NATO is not going to be on the border of Russia, which we effectively gave him years ago. But anyway, he wants to hear it out loud. He wants to name the tune and he wants to see a dance. Is he ready to attack tomorrow night? No, he's not. No. But is he burning money? Yeah, he is. And he doesn't like that. It's kind of a use it or lose it kind of a thing. All right. Back in a second with some updates on the Sawant recall. The latest numbers right after this for this one thing that affects so few of you, but so many of you would like to see one particular result, wouldn't we? Or wouldn't you? I'm a journalist. Back in a second. Brian sits here this week, 770 KTTH. Let's get you to work with Right Way Traffic. Mayhem Report. I am 770 KTTH. Brian sits here this week here for your super hyper local mayhem here in the immediate Northwest area. A lot more gunplay these days. You may have noticed this, you know, the weekend of Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving, in the aftermath of the historic Cougar victory over the Huskies. The gunplay, not a lot of murders, but a lot of people hit. So hitting the shoulder like Dick Tracy. Well, anyway, Tukwila last night. And here's the thing. The report that children, until we get more clarification, it's my understanding that they were minors, but not exactly children. Two minors were shot in Tukwila early Wednesday, clinging to life at the hospital. Not sure where they're getting that information. This is, by the way, from Como News. Tukwila police say they were called to the 14400 block of Tukwila International Boulevard around 1 a.m. for the shooting. However, no one was found when they got to the scene. Why would that be? Well, because apparently whoever was driving the automobile self-evacuated both of the wounded individuals to Highline Hospital. The victims, both in critical condition, were then medevaced to Harborview for help. No update on that. But how children, as one report said, or minors who are out at 1 a.m. on a school night are getting shot. I know that sounds archaic and naive, but legit question. Even in Tukwila. There, I said it. even where a guy tried to carjack a KFC delivery truck across the street from the police department. As reported earlier. Brady, it's none of my business. You can answer if you want, but have you ever heard of the marijuana?
If I ever heard of the marijuana, yeah. Yes, I've heard of it.
Do you partake now that it's illegal?
I mean, I have before. I'm not one of those people that just does it all the time.
I saw my brother become really stupid because I had the greatest disincentive to ever do it. And it was in the form of an older brother. But I know this. I know that the kids like the darn stuff. And here's a heads up. Unless everyone knows this. Do you know what it means when a garage explodes, Brady?
Yes.
You know what's happening in that garage oftentimes?
Well, when I hear that, I think of a meth lab.
Well,
it exploded because they made some wrong mixtures and it went boom, boom.
That's an excellent guess. I'm going to nominate on my bingo card. I'm going to say hash oil, because there's a very, very simple method for making the hash oil that is baked into edibles or, you know, whatever these days. And then you can legally purchase it And what a coincidence. There's a Roach Coach right outside that will sell you tacos. Well, anyway, let's take you to bucolic, peaceful Pacific County, Washington. Wait a minute.
Pieces there, of the shop that used to be in Joe Living.
Let me start at the beginning.
It came all the way over here.
Pieces of the shop that used to be in Joe Livingston's backyard are now in her front yard and on her roof.
It was a horrible, horrible shaking. I can't tell you. I just really can't. It was awful. You think the world's coming to an end?
I thought, you know, like my deck had collapsed.
The shock was felt a half mile away.
Okay, so they have a aerial shot. King 5 sprung for a quadcopter or something. And I mean, it's a gigantic debris field. It says that the lady there at the top of the report, indicates it's like her shed or something. She doesn't look like a meth dealer. You know, no open sores on her face or anything like that. She doesn't look like someone who would be selling the marijuana. So we might have to be looking at a third scenario, which is the shed exploded.
Was a major explosion, bigger than thunder.
Debris, chunks of drywall and insulation are now in the yards and trees nearby. Investigators are totaling up the damage in surrounding homes.
One gentleman has reported that lives approximately three blocks away that the garage windows blew out and he has a toilet that's near the garage and the toilet cracked.
The boom, the concussion just blew it completely out.
Kirk Harrell lives next door to the Livingstons. He ran over to help them get out safely.
I just had my jammies on.
He's a Giselle Bundchen of exploding sheds. He doesn't have to wait for someone to say, take that sea turtle out of the kelp. You know, good for him. Good for Kirk.
And my slippers, and I went over there, and I just wanted to make sure they were okay.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, we are okay. We're fine.
The Livingstons are grateful for their neighbors, and they're thankful everyone is okay.
Okay, is there a theory? Is there a working... Can somebody with, like, a fire department badge come on and tell me, what in the heck is going on? Anyway, Pacific County... I'll start the media panic porn. There's contagious exploding sheds.
But they're also sad that they lost so much.
It's the worst feeling that, this is my house and I can't go in it anymore.
Investigators are trying to figure out what fueled and what sparked this explosion. They know it wasn't natural gas because there is no natural gas in this part of the county. Along with four classic cars dating back to the 1930s.
Get out!
Bob Livingston says he's most upset about likely losing the uniform that his father wore in World War I. Live near Long Beach, Drew Mickelson, King 5 News.
And the 20 German shells he brought home as mementos from World War I. I don't know, but a shed with classic cars and all that. And I mean, you should see this explosion. I've seen them in real life before. This is a big bluey. I'm ruling out. We're ruling out meth and hash from this nice old couple. So some answers might be nice. Back in a second, we'll reset. The Senate is going to get to the bottom of Instagram today. As a teen mental health crisis is highlighted by the Surgeon General. That plus the Sawant recall. Where do we stand and what's the way forward? Are you either for her or you're a radical right-wing Republican? Well, so far, one outnumbers the other if we're voting on it. Back in a second, Brian sits here this week, 770 KTTH. Let's get you to work with your right-wing traffic.